Oh, hey, babe.
I'm not your babe. Welcome to Not Your Babe, the Female Empowerment Podcast. I'm Katie Lee, your host, and I'm here to help you create your own waves, break your own boundaries, and be the best version of yourself. I meet with inspirational women from all over the world and share their stories to encourage you to rewrite your own. If you're not living your dream life, you've come to the right place. Take a deep breath, remember who the hell you are, and start shining. Let's get on with the show. Hello, 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 my beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Babe. So for those who are new here, make sure you hit that follow button wherever you're listening from. And for those who've been here before, make sure you take a little screenshot and share it to your Instagram or with three people who you think need to hear this episode. So for anyone who's new here, hello, I'm Katie. I'm a mindset, manifestation and business coach based in the UK. And in my podcast, we focus on celebrating female empowerment and unlocking the best version of ourselves. We're all about creating that level 2.0 you. So as you can probably hear, I'm out on my daily walk. I love doing these podcasts on the move. It brings me so much joy to know that I can share and talk wherever I'm from and to be able to share my voice, because your voice truly is your power. So in today's episode, we're going to be digging into this a little bit and the different ways that you can share your voice depending on if you're an extroverted or introverted person, so that you can still tap into that and use your voice as your power. So in the modern day world, there's a lot of different ways that we can share our voice. And you as a being, you're an infinite being, you have infinite potential. And your unique opinion, your voice, you each have these different gifts in the way that you need to share with the world. And so in the coaching space in particular, obviously there's a lot of ways that you can share this through speaking, through public speaking, through workshops, through creating the products. But I think what people don't talk about is that you can actually share your voice through writing as well. You can share it through blogs. You can share it through the way you speak. If you're not someone that is extroverted or finds public speaking difficult or finds running workshops or retreats, it just doesn't bring you joy, it's really about getting to know yourself and where your triggers are and where you find that your voice is most expressed and most heard. So I truly believe that when I say about our voice, as I say, it's not just your physical voice, it's not just that throat chakra energy, it's actually all about tapping in to your expression and the different ways that you can express yourself. So you might express yourself through music, you might express yourself through creating physical artwork, painting, illustration, you might express yourself through creating a podcast, you might express yourself through creating YouTube videos. You might find that film is the way of expression for you, but as human beings, this expression is so important. You might find that actually you are quite an introverted person and the way that you express is through movement. So maybe dance is the expression for you. Maybe movement is the expression for you. Maybe yoga is the expression for you. And maybe you have a combination of a few of these. The first thing that you want to do, and I talk about this a lot, is really get dating yourself, okay? You cannot create this dream life for yourself unless you truly dig deep and know who you are. And when I talk about this self-love energy, like, it's not just about the classic like spa days, all these, you know, face pamper, like all these gorgeous things. It's not about that. Those are beautiful acts of self-care, but true self-love isn't just loving the good parts of yourself. It's not just saying, I'm going to eat right, I'm going to respect myself enough to exercise, I'm going to respect myself enough to set high standards, I'm going to respect myself enough to set high boundaries and set solid boundaries. These are all important acts of self-care, and these are the ways that self-love manifests into the physical world. But true self-love is about looking at the darkest shadow parts of yourself, acknowledging your toxic traits, acknowledging this deep inner darkness, and actually being able to fully accept it. If you think about your relationships, your personal relationships, your partner relationships, your relationships with your family, some of these relationships, you don't love every single thing about that person, but you do learn to accept it, okay? You learn to see those annoying habits, those annoying traits, those maybe darker sides. You get to know these people, and you'll know it with friends that you've been close with for a long time. maybe members of your family, obviously partners as well, you can get this kind of, I don't love everything about you, but I accept you. And this is the same with ourselves. So when I talk about trying to find your voice, it's really about getting to know, where are my triggers? Where are these darker parts of myself? What are the things that I don't like? And am I actually scared of like public speaking, or is it coming from a fear of being exposed? Is it coming from fear of exposing these darker parts of yourself because you haven't yet expressed them, you haven't yet accepted them, and you're putting yourself in this self-built box of not wanting to feel those parts be exposed, of that fear of rejection, that fear of abandonment? And so when I talk about sharing your voice, and my favorite mantra that your voice is your power, it's really starting to notice where fear is starting to take over your life. And that's why I say shadow work is so incredibly important, accepting these parts of yourself. So the best exercise to do for this, and really, as I say, we want to get to the stage where you know exactly the way you want to express your voice, you want to express your gift, you want to share your purpose. Like, we each have a unique gift that we've been giving. We might have multiple unique gifts that we've been given, and when these come together and when we really tap into them, we are incredibly powerful. But the thing about your gift is you're probably going to feel more fear around these, and it's coming from that place of rejection, that place of fear of abandonment, that place of I don't know if this is going to work. And the reason that we get this is that we have more emotional attachment to the things that are actually our highest calling. We have more emotional attachment to the things that we know we actually want to do. So for example, to use myself, I've been a singer for a really long time. Like, I have always played music in my room. I would write songs, I would sing, I recorded loads of YouTube videos and then deleted the account, and I got loads of fear around singing in public. And actually, I've realized that the reason this was is that I really had this dream and desire to be able to perform in front of a lot of people. Like, for me, that's a way for me to inspire other people, it's a way for me to uplift, and I've always been quite a natural performer. But for some reason, when it came to me on a stage with a guitar singing, I had an incredible amount of anxiety and fear around this, despite the fact that if you put me into a musical theatre production and I was dancing, I would have absolutely no fear. Dancing never seemed to scare me. I am, as I say, a natural performer, but I had an intense amount of fear, anxiety and worry around this sharing my music. So this was something that was really unique for me. And so that's what I'm saying, when you think about where your fears are, really pay attention to how they're manifesting into your physical reality. Really pay attention to the places where you feel blocked, because the places where you feel, sorry, my voice went then. The places where you feel most blocked are going to be the ones where probably they're shining a light on where your highest calling is and where your highest purpose is. So this is what we dig into in when we do things like shadow work. We're getting to see, we're bringing those subconscious beliefs, those subconscious fears, out of the unconscious and into the conscious. It's not that we're changing them, you can change them as well, but the first stage is actually seeing them and facing into them. There's an incredible book by Pippa Grange, and she uses a see, face and replace model. So you see your fear, you face your fear, and you replace your fear with something else. So what we're trying to do with shadow work is the see and the facing it part, okay? You're acknowledging what these are. You're bringing those subconscious fears out into the light so that you can actually name them and you can see where they are deeper held. So for example, you might have a fear of the ocean. When you ask yourself why you have a fear of the ocean, where is that coming from? You might find that actually you're not scared of the ocean at all, and you're scared of being lost. Then you dig a little bit deeper. Why am I scared of being lost? And then it's actually a fear of being lonely. And then you say, okay, well, why am I scared of being lonely? And you dig a little bit deeper, and you're not scared of being lonely. You're scared of being abandoned. You're scared of being alone. You're scared of being rejected. You're scared of being on your own. And most of our fears as human beings come down to, when you really boil it down, most of these surface level fears, these things like fear of ocean, fear of height, all of these things, they can actually come down to one key fear of abandonment. We want to be accepted, we want to feel loved, we want to feel important, we want to feel significant. And so when we have these fears, it can be really, really difficult at first to see where they are coming from. It's not always obvious. The fears themselves, we all have these obvious fears, but the root is not always obvious. And this is why things like shadow work are incredibly powerful, because they really dig that out. Once you start to do this, this is where we're going to be able to see the places that we're feeling blocked. So like I said before, with myself, with music, where is your physical manifestations that your fears are blocking you on? And how can these shine a light on your highest calling? How can these actually show you the things that you are feeling most fearful about, because you are actually most emotionally attached to the outcome and you are actually deep down most excited to do that? So you have a crippling fear of failure around it. These fears of failure, and more commonly a fear of success, are what can stop you. And so until we're aware of the ways that we are sabotaging ourselves in small ways, we can't start to rewrite the story. You can't start to rewrite that story until you know what it is currently. You can't start to rewrite those beliefs until you've acknowledged what they already are. And you can see the way that these deeper fears are physically manifesting into your reality. So what I want you to do, my loves, for this next week is you're going to do some shadow work. You're going to start asking yourself these questions. You're going to start coming aware of your fears. Where are they hiding? Where are they not as obvious? Where are the deeper fears hidden? And what things have you been stopping yourself from doing because of fear? What ways have you been holding your voice back because of fear? Have you been wanting to start a podcast? Have you been wanting to start coaching? Have you had these deep inner wants and needs? And what is the meaning behind them? What is the desire behind them? Where is it coming from? And if you want to dig even deeper, you can ask yourself, why do I want this? Why do I want this desire? Why do I want this big thing that's on my vision board or has been in the back of my mind? And once we start to acknowledge these fears, we take their power away. Fears only have power over us if we are scared of them. Fears only have power over us if they are triggering us. When we're scared, we become triggered by other people's fears. And when we don't start to acknowledge and challenge these fears, they start to overwhelm us. There's a real belief, your subconscious mind, your ego, it wants to protect you, and it's true, it's doing its job, it wants to protect you. But the reality is that the more that you see these fears and don't challenge them, the bigger these fears become, the more stagnant you become, the more stuck in life you become, and the more you start to resent yourself, because you know on a subconscious level, and even sometimes on a conscious level, you're aware of how these fears are starting to hold you back. And this can go on for months, it can go on for years. And that's why I'm saying to you, my loves, this week, you're going to take that first step. You're gonna ask yourself these questions. Where are these fears coming from? What are my fears? How are they manifesting into the physical world? What ways have I blocked myself? What opportunities have I blocked myself from going forward? So the exercise I'm gonna recommend for you all to do, and I think you're gonna be amazed when you do this, is you're gonna get a piece of paper. You can do it while you're listening to this podcast, or if you aren't available to do that right now, then you're gonna listen to this podcast when you're in a space where you can. You're gonna get a piece of paper. In the middle of this piece of paper, you're going to draw a circle. Inside that circle, you're gonna write all of your fears, the surface level, the deeper ones. You're gonna write every single fear that you currently have, and you might write some reasons in there too. Outside the circle, you're gonna treat this as a physical visualization of your comfort zone. So outside that circle, you're gonna write every single thing that you've wanted to do but haven't because of these fears. You're gonna write every single thing in the past that's happened where these fears have blocked you. And you're also going to write the things that you're currently trying to manifest, the things that you know if you weren't scared, you would be doing. You're going to write the things that you want to do. It might be speak to a certain person. It might just be that you want to show up unapologetically in your business. You might want to start another business. What are these fears? And dig really, really deep. Be brutally honest with yourself. This exercise, it's called shadow work for a reason. It is dark. It's going to feel very deep, very transformative, but you will be able to transmute this energy, okay? Once you've done this exercise and started to name these fears and see where they manifest and see physically how they've been affecting you, you can start to take action to rewrite it and to be able to share your voice in whatever way you're truly feeling called to do, whether it's a podcast, whether it's coaching, whether it's a business, whether it's changing career, maybe yoga, any of these things, your voice is yours, but you need to make sure that you're not holding yourself back. You're not blocking your own voice. You're not leaning into that fear and you're looking at it and saying, I see you, but I'm moving past you. I see you. And I face you, and to quote Pippa Grainger's model, you're going to replace it. Okay, my loves, that is it for today. If you want any questions or you need any support with this exercise, you can connect with me on Instagram at @by_KatieLee, which is in the description. And you can also now join the 4-week Confidence Clinic, which is a 4-week program to blast through your fears, get that inner confidence built up. And it's an intensive, beautiful process of just that metamorphosis. You're going to be a confident AF butterfly by the end. So if you do want to join the Confidence Clinic, you can join through the description as well. And as always, Empowered Living Academy is open for those who are feeling called to more, for those who want to really gain that true empowerment and freedom in their lives. I'll see you next week, my loves, and I hope you have a beautiful, powerful, expansive week. And until next time, sending you the brightest blessings. Goodbye.